Big Sports Breakfast back tomorrow morning at 5:30. Phil Moss and myself with the summer edition.
Are you going to cricket today?
No, not going today. I'm worried about the rain.
Be watching it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's always on at our place.
Any chance of saving this test match?
Not much, Ray, no. Best contribution today, the cap, the sportsy dory and the carton of wingman. Poor old Tommy. I don't know who's going to sit at home with him on a Saturday night and help him drink the wingman.
He's spent 3 hours bagging the poor guy.
I know, but he's won. On the back of his Sean Marsh and Mitchell Marsh SMS that they suggested, they are now both older than their test batting averages.
And his sort of summation of the Indian batting lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's 5.5 hours' work of research, Tom. You've been given a cap and a sportsy dory and a carton of wingman. So in the end, all worthwhile. Well, Raymond.
One thing about Tom, he will be enjoying his Sunday.
And I'm sure he's going to enjoy his sport. Hope you do the same, everyone.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Bushfire season is upon us. Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp asks our listeners to remain vigilant and immediately report any outbreaks. Let's stay safe in New South Wales this summer.
Join us for the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the Big Sports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning. It is 2:10. Kevin Wolf here. Thank you to Jimmy and Ray once again. Fabulous entertainment, the Big Sports Breakfast weekend program. Plenty on for you today, highlighted, of course, by the Gilgandra Cup meeting. Ben Walker will be giving us his thoughts and all the good oil on tips today. But it's a big week for Gilgandra, having two meetings in the space of 4 or 5 days. Their two-day carnival. We'll find out more about that in just a moment with the club president, Andrew Shear. But Gilgandra today, we're looking at a good three. The rail is true. And the first of eight races comes up at 1:05. So, and they've also renamed one of the races in honour of the late, great Bob Foran, who called 1,000 Gilgandra Cups. So we'll do that shortly. And then at 10:30, we'll get into Chasing and Pacing Rewind with Freddie Hastings first up, looking last night at the Simpson Memorial, and to be joined by Shane Tritton after the pretty convincing win there by Shane in the Simpson Memorial replay, the trophy at least. And then at around about 10:45, we get into the greyhound component of Chasing and Pacing Rewind with Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. A stack of things to look at there, including Wentie Park last night, the Meadows with the Silver Chief final, well done Baruga Brett. Also got the Gosford Cup last Tuesday, an absolutely mind-blowing win by Poco Dorado at Richmond on Friday night to have a look at there, and a whole lot more as well. So plenty going on there, but it is Gilgandra Cup Day, and let's get stuck into it with the club president, Andrew Shear. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning there. Yeah, how are you going?
I'm well, thank you. First question needs to be asked. You just, the rain was just coming out of everywhere last night around about Sydney. Did you get any at all in Gilgandra?
Only a couple of inches between the spots out here. It was just a very light dusting. Did have a dust storm again, which is a common occurrence these days. Seems to be every few days we get a dust storm. But no rain, unfortunately, and the drought continues.
Yeah, that's no good. It's been a big week, hasn't it? You've had the two meetings. The first meeting, I think, was on Tuesday, on New Year's Day. This is a regular thing, isn't it, for Gil?
Yeah, traditionally we always race 2 days for our New Year carnival. The first day, New Year's Day, was a Sky 2 tab meeting, and that was well attended. Good community day. And then today, we're, of course, the bigger day at the Gilgandra Cup meeting.
And traditionally, crowd-wise, do people come out to support the Cup?
Yeah, it's a good time of the year because you get an overflow of people that are up visiting family, of course, at Christmas and New Year. Still in holiday mode, so it works pretty well. A lot of people are taking time off at this time of the year, and a great opportunity to go to the races. Today, the temperature's a bit kinder than it was on New Year's Day, 39 New Year's Day. Oof. Today at top of 34. So that'll be a cool change for us out here.
Cool change at 34. The cup itself is race 7 at 4:45. Now, the town plate, or the Gulgandra newspaper town plate, is race 5, but it's been renamed, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Race 5, the Gulgandra newspaper's town plate. Formerly, it was known as the Vic and Maud Foran Memorial. That was indeed our race caller, Bob Foran, who passed away in June this year. That was named after his parents. Vic was a trainer here, and now the family have made the decision that they'd very much like to see the race named in honour of Bob Foran, who, of course, called 60 Gulgandra Cups here, the last being in 2015, and now his good friend Cole Hodges does the calling here. He's called about five or six Gulgandra Cups, so he's just getting used to the angle. It can be a bit treacherous here at Gulgandra for commentators. So, yeah, that's... should be good.
And you're happy with the size of the fields and the quality of the thoroughbreds running around today?
Yeah, well, Gulgandra's got a circumference of about 1,650 metres. It's a pretty tight turning track with a short straight of about 200, just over 200 metres. So they seem to be turning all the way around at Gulgandra, a bit like Burnie Valley in a way. Only we run the other way, of course. But, with the fields restricted to 12 per race, we're pretty happy with the way the fields, they're all pretty even, they're all good, the numbers, we've got each way betting all day, so yeah, it should be good.
Excellent, and we're on a good three, the rail is true, the first gets underway at 1:05, and have a really good afternoon, thanks for joining us, Andrew.
No, thanks very much for that, and everyone, I wish you good luck for the new year and today, thank you.
Yeah, all right, Andrew Shears, been the president there for 23 years, so he's... seen a few things at Gulgandra, hasn't he? Ben Walker is giving us the form this afternoon. Hello, Ben.
Morning, Kev. Happy New Year.
And to you, mate. Been a while. Are you well?
Very well, very well. Very warm, but but very well. Today's actually looming to be our coolest day for a while. I think a top of a chilly 35 at Gulgandra today, so
yeah.
That'd be good.
Andrew just suggested a cool change has come through from 39 down to 34. So
yeah.
Let's have a look here. It is Cup Day, as we say, and the first race comes up at 1:05, the Inland Petroleum Maiden Handicap, and we have a field of 11 with no scratchings. Tab fixed odds about this field. The toppy, number one, Say Good To Me, is the favourite at $3, tab fixed. Two, Bid To Fame is 11. You've got number three, Gazam, 150. Four, Kenneth is 420 into $4. Five, Thursday Star is a $15 pop. You've got number six, A Corrupt Picked, open at $26, is now at $7.50. Somebody likes it. Seven, Alexandra Demure is at 13. Eight, GG Boom at 23. Nine, Secret Thoughts, 41. 10, See For Yourself, 7.50. 11, Wee Lassie is at $7.50. So the top is the favourite, $3, race one.
Yeah, I think it's the way to go. I've actually made it the best bet of the day. The one here is So Good To Me. 1, 4, 10, 7, the numbers. Look, just on exposed form, she has to be the top pick. She's had four starts. She's been in the placings on three occasions at Kempsey, Gunnedah, Armidale. She's made her way to the Clint London stable now. She's got an awkward draw out in gate 10 there, but got M.A. Carl to offset that. And I think just on what we've seen from her compared to the others, you have to put her on top. The second, number four, which is Kenneth, trained by Brett Thompson. The last run at Bathurst was pretty good. Matthew Carl rode Kenneth on that occasion. He's on So Good To Me today, so a little bit of a guide there. Gets barrier one today, which will help its cause, no doubt. The third I've put in the 10, which is See For Yourself. The first up run this time in was really good. Mark Milton's team going along pretty handily at the moment. And for fourth I've put in the 7, Alexandra Demure. I'm not sure that Gulgandra is necessarily her track. She does get back in a race, and you tend to have to be on the pace, but on what we've seen from her, she can run a handy enough race in a race like this. So I'll put her in for fourth. 1, 4, 10, 7.
1, 4, 10, 7 there from Ben Walker, race one, Gulgandra. Cole Hodges calling today. He's going 6 to beat 11, 1 and 5. Race two, due at 20 to 2. We take out 2, 5, 8 and 14 here. The Kelly and Astor Len Kelly Memorial, it is, a maiden over 1,100. The fixed odds, 1, Ready's Best, is a $21 chance. The favourites odds on here, 3, Valerian, it's a $1.80, Rock Solid. 4, Clarion, is at $21. 6, Miranda Kay, is at 5. 7, Flirt Dear, is $34. 7 is 5, Ash at 19. Now, you've had money for number 10, Miss Lon, this morning. with Grant Buckley on board. It's $5 into $4.20. You go 11 Dynasty Die at $9.50, 12 Indigo Moon at $71, and 13 Riverina Princess $71. The favourite short, are you with or against?
Against. I'm 10, 3, 6 and 9. I'm happy to hear there's been some money for the 10, Miss Lawn, this morning, because I've gone with her. I just think the value, she's the value play in the race. Trained by Rodney Robb out at Ningham. She's only had the two starts. She's a three-year-old filly. The first up run last preparation was really good. Third behind Nuke in the Silver Goblet there at Dubbo. She was $41 that day. Run a bottler of a race behind Nuke, which is trained by Gerald Ryan. The second horse in that race then went up to Grafton and won during the carnival. So the form stacked up there. It went out to Canamble after that, finished third there. Rodney's tipped it out, brings it back today, gets Bucko on board. Barrier three, I think, at the value, you've got to go with the 10th, Miss Lawn. Full of respect for the three, Valerian, Andrew Malloy trains this gelding, Matthew Carl to ride. Last time a place getter at Hawkesbury, so dropping back in grade from that provincial sort of company back to the bush today, so you have to respect it for sure. I just don't know if $1.80 is a price that I want to fall into with it. For third, I've put in the 6, which is Miranda Kay. Only had the one start this mare. She's 6 years old, so there's been a few issues there along the way, but she did trial pretty well prior to that first up run, and she has trialed well back on the 21st of December, ready to go. And for fourth, number 9, which is 5 Ash, a first starter from the Justin Drake yard. Child wasn't overly flash there at Newcastle, but I think with that bit of experience under its belt at the races today, in a weakish kind of race, I think it can run okay. 10, 3, 6 and 9.
10, 3, 6, 9, race 2 there, Ben. And Coles going 3 to be 10, 6 and 11. Race 3, the Wideland Ag and Construction. It's a benchmark 66 over 1,280, time to go at 2.15. And here a field of 9 with no scratchings at this stage. One is our Sarastro, an $8 pop with Tab. Two, Adelia, is $4.60 out to 5. Now, $9.50 into $8 about number 3, Gobo Jangles. 4, Bergdorf, is a $16 chance. 5, Malverna, 11. 6, Amaretto, is $18. 7, Dunderry, is at $3.40. Now, the money's come for number 8 here, Sugar Lane. $5 into $3.30 this morning. That's a decent go. And 9, Outer Space, 17. So, your favourite and the mover early is Sugar Lane, number 8.
Kev, I thought this was one of the toughest races of the day to assess, even though it's only got 9 runners. I've gone 2, 1, 8 and 5. I'm with Adelie. I thought the last start win at Dubbo on the 10th of December was good. That was in a benchmark 66 grade. Sticks to the 66 today. Jake Crazy Holmes on board again. I can't see any reason why it won't run another really good race. It's a winner of 7 from 28 overall, placed another 9 times, so rarely runs a bad race, and I think it will perform pretty well again today. For second, I'm putting in the 1, our Sarastro. He's 8 years old now, this fella. He's a winner of 8 races. He's placed another 18 times. This is his kind of grade now. Gets Ashley Stanley's 3 kilo claim, which I think is valuable. He'll be up on the pace, and he's going to be one that they have to gun down. The third, I've put in the 8, which is Sugar Lane. No knock on it, coming off a 5.5 length win last week at Gilgander on New Year's Day. In saying that, that was in a benchmark 50, steps up to 66 grade today. So big step up in grade, but definitely going well. And for fourth, I've put in the 5, which is Malverna. Second up from a spell today. I think it'll improve on that first up run, and it has to be included as well. I've left Dunderry out, which has won 2 of its past 3 as well, but it's just that kind of race. But I'm with Adelie, 2185.
2185, as you're saying, underline about how difficult the race. Col Hodges putting in 4 to beat 2-8 and 3. So, slightly different there, underlining a little bit difficult to choose. Now, race 4, due at 250, is the Gulgadra Services Cooey Cup. A class 2 over the 1800 here, Ben. 2's not running. That's the only scratching at this stage. 1, Bossy Rose, is $4.20 out to $4.40 with Tab. 3, Percussion, is at $3.40. That's the favourite. 4, Talk of the Town, is at $8. Money today for Snappy Diamond, number 5, is $8.50 into $6.50. So it's in 2 points, the 5. 6, Drawn to You, is at $41. 7, Born to Power, is $4 into $3.90. 8, Press Reset, $23. 9, Corrie Bridge, $34. 10, Strike Zone, $23. 11, Barradine Bound, is at $10 here. So Your favourite 340, but there's been a go here for Snappy Diamond.
Yep, and I hope they're right. I'm 5-3, 1-7 on with Snappy Diamond. Look, the form doesn't read overly flash on paper, 4-4, 7-7, 5. But in saying that, this looms as the kind of race where this this mare can do something. She's only won one from 34, so I know I'm taking a bit of a risk, but the 3-kilo claim for Ash Stanley comes in with 51 kilos. Last start was pretty good behind Unresolved, but Orange, they're only beaten 2.7 lengths. This isn't the strongest race that you'll find. She's rock hard fit. She's been up for a while, and I don't think she'll get a better chance to win another race than what she gets today. So happy enough to have her on top, the 5 and Heart and Viva support through tab.com.au this morning. For second, I've put in the 3, which is Percussion from the Gary Lunn stable. Gary Lunn and Wendy Peel, when they team up, invariably the horses run well. This horse finished 3rd in the Picnic Cup there at Trangie on the 29th of December. So coming out of that Picnic grade back to the Tab, but the Tab form prior to that was pretty fair. No reason it won't run well again. For third, I've put in the 1, Bossy Rose. Forget the last start run at Orange behind Staggering. Prior to that, went around it at Gosford, was a fair run there, and before that was a good third behind Sostenido, which has got a bit of ability, so just wipe that last start run, take it on a bit of faith, and so forth. The 7, which is Born to Power, Paul Theobald trains this one, finished 4th in that Picnic Cup at Trangie, but prior to that was a good 3rd at Bathurst and a winner at Gosford at the Picnic as well, so it's ticking along well also. 5-3, 1-7 in at race number 4.
5-3, 1-7 it is there, and Cole's putting it 7 to beat 3-1-5. We come across to race 5, and the Gilgandra newspaper, Bob Foran Town Plate, and it's worth $27,000 here. It's scratching of just one runner here, number 6, Adelie, who's running in an earlier race. So the Tab fixed odds, this one going at 3:30. 1, Kenny Succeed, is $4 out to 4.20. 2, Sugar Dance, 3.80 out to 3.90. There's been a bit of a go for a few of them here. Shadow Force number 3 is at $14. Now, Fora Martin Place pick at $8. Lalabrook number 5, 4.40 into 3.80 into 3.60 there for the 5. 7, Lucien is 8.50 into 7.50. 8, Tully Ho is a $34 chance. And then you go 9, Fine Hero, $6. How do you see race 5?
Really good race, Kev. I think nearly the race of the day, and in honour of our good mate Bobby Foran, and we'd have it no other way on Gilgandra Cup Day. But I'm with the 5 here, Lalabrook. I think the fresh form reads really, really well. 3 goes first up for 2 wins and a placing. That placing came in a highway behind She Knows last time in work. Has beaten She Knows in a highway as well. Gets back here today into the Town Plate on the minimum. So with Matthew Carl on board as well. So I think there's a lot of boxes ticked with Lalabrook. In saying that, it's a strong little race, but I think, you know, just based on those factors, you have to put Lalabrook in, and another one that there's been some good movement for this morning. For second, I've put in the 1, which is Kenny Succeed. The first up run behind Jet Girl was really good, bound to be improved by that. He'll be up on the pace. He's very quick, and he'll give them something to chase, and around Gilgandra, that's where you need to be. For third, I've put in the 4, which is a Martin Place pick. Now, this horse is first up, won 3 on end at the back end of last preparation. I think he's going to be looming into the Dubbo heat of the country championships next month, and this is a good place for him to kick off, and I expect him to be running on well. And you know, long-range forecast, hard enough to beat in that Dubbo heat. I think February 10 it's on, so keep an eye on a Martin Place pick today with a view to going forward. And for fourth, number 2, which is Sugar Dance, trained by Brett Thompson. Its run last time out in the Mudgy Sprint was good, and it'll improve on that back in this grade today. So good little race. I've gone 5-1, 4-2.
5-1, 4-2 there in the first leg of the quaddie from Ben. Col Hodges 2 to beat 1-8-4. We move across to race 6, Stuart 4.05 for class 2 here for Gilgandra Toyota. 1,200 the trip, and no scratchings. Field of 12. 1 is Miss Hugo Agogo. It's at 3.10 in from 3.20. Favourite. 2 Tennessee Man at $14. 3 Cashtan 5.50. 4 Bedtime Stories at 5. 5 Future Road 6.50. 6 Amali 8.50. 7 Angel Scent 34. 8 Dapra is at 21. 9 Party Bag at 18. Northern Conqueror here, number 10, from $14 specced into 12. You've got number 12, Nequility, is at 71, and 12, Bellatray at 71. Not much money happening here, early days, but 310 the favourite, one, Miss Hugo A Go Go.
Yeah, 1453 for me, Kev. I'm with Miss Hugo A Go Go. I think she's worth a little risk in this race. Look, I don't know that Gilgandra's going to be her track. The last couple of runs have been at Dubbo. She's taken that little bit of time to wind up there on the open spaces, but she has hit the line really good. A winner, two runs back in her last start, fourth. If she gets around the track, I think she'll win it, but that's the risk we've got to take with her. For second, number four, which is Bedtime Stories, trained by Darren Hyde at Dubbo. Its first up run this time in behind Worldly Pleasure was pretty good. Finished third on that occasion, beaten less than two lengths. Gets Grant Buckley today, but the outside gate does hurt a little bit. The third, I've put in the five, Future Road, a good winner last time out at Dubbo for Brett Thompson. Billy Cray stays on board today. If she repeats that performance, she'll be hard enough to topple here again. And for fourth, I've put in the three, Cash Tan. I think it, from the gate, will push forward and settle up on the speed, so it has to be included as well. 1, 4, 5, and 3 in race number six.
1, 4, 5, 3 from Ben. Col Hodges, 1 to beat 4, 6, and 5. We go across to race seven. And it is the Gilgandra Cup, worth $35,000 here over the mile. And we have a field of 11. No scratchings. Here's how it reads with Tab. 1, Imagic Zariz, is at $5. 2, Baroque Girl, $15 into 11 this morning. 3, Any Blinkin' Day, is $5.50 out to 6. 4, Cowboys Karma, is $3.80 and the favourite. 5, Love's a Hassle, $10 into 8. 6, McKellar's Love is $7. 7, Living Choice at 6. 8, Something Borrowed, $21. A spec for number 9, Duro today, 61 into 31. 10, Wallerton is at 34. And 11, Prince Rue at 34. So, 380, Cowboys Karma leads the way.
Yeah, good addition to the Cup, Kev. I'm going with the class here. I'm 1, 4, 7 and 3. Magic Zariz on top. He's a winner of 9 races from 27 starts. He's placed another 8 times. He's won almost $175,000 in prize money, but he's earned a big weight because of that. He's, you know, carries 61 kilos after Chelsea Ings' 2-kilo claim. Coming into it off the back of a win at Narromine on the 29th of November over the 1,300 metres. He's a Dubbo Cup place getter last time in work as well. Sorry, earlier this preparation, but back in September. Look, I think if he can lug the weight, he's the best horse in the race and he's the one that they have to beat. In saying that, Cowboys Karma, the 4, looms as the danger. Every man and his dog wants to tell you that this horse is working particularly well at the moment. Last time out, finished 4th at Orange. That was first up from a break. Comes here 2nd up. Last preparation, 2nd up, he was victorious and that set him on a 4-race winning streak. He gets barrier 3 today. He's got the minimum weight, and he will push forward as well. So you have to give him every opportunity. For third, number 7, Living Choice, coming from some lower graded races into this, but racing particularly well at the moment for Cody Nestor, and Chocavallo takes the ride from an inside draw. And for fourth, number 3, which is Any Blinkin' Day, mixes the form a bit, but at his best, he's competitive in a race like this as well. 1 on top to beat 473.
So Ben Walker in the Cup, 1 to beat 473, and Col Hodges, 1 to beat 275, both with a Magic Zariz. And the last race here, Ben, comes up at 5:30. The Armatree Hotel Arrens, benchmark 58. 1,100 the trip, 4 and 6 and 14 won't be taking part. Here's how it reads with the fixed. 1 squared is at $5. 2 BBB is 5 into 480. 3 Star of Zuzu, $7 into 550. 5 Tattinger is at $10. 7 Who Hit Who's the Favourite, $2.60 with Tab. You go number 8 Devore, 34's into 26 this morning. 9 Handful of Aces at 26. 10 Sapiens at $13. 11 Uncle Wingnut, 17's out to $19 there for the Wingnut. 12 Hey Billy Boys at 120. And 13 Kwanzaa, $61 here. 260 Who Hit Who the Favourite.
Kev, I'm 1, 7, 2 and 3 here. I'm with Squared, trained by Connie Gregg. Connie took this horse to the provincials last time out, and even though was well enough beaten, this is a big drop back in grade for Squared today. Back to Gilgandra in this grade. I think with the benefit of that tough run last time out, this horse mixes the form, don't get me wrong, but at its best, definitely can be very, very hard to beat. I think $5 is a good price. For second, I've put in the 7, which is Who Hit Who. Looms is the obvious pace in the race. I don't know, there's a lot of other speed in it. It might get an opportunity to dictate, but I think if Squared can sit close enough in the run or be close enough when the pressure goes on, might just be able to get over the top of it. For third, I've put in the 2, which is BBB. This is its grade of race and has to be included. And for fourth, I've put in number 3 there, which is the Bruce Parker runner. So 1, 7, 2, and 3 in the last race of the day.
1, 7, 2, and 3 from yourself. And Cole's also gone for the value. He's gone for the 5, Tattinger. He's 5 to beat 1, 3, and 2. I know you got to it early on. You're very keen on number 1 in the first, Ben. That's your best?
Yeah, it is, Kev. Race 1, number 1, so good to me. I just think the exposed form that we've seen from it, very consistent without winning yet. Some of the others have, you know, been mixing it up a bit, so happy enough to be with it in the first. Matty Carl and Clint London to get Cup Day off to a good start for the punters, hopefully.
Any thoughts on how we should attack the quaddie today?
Yeah, look, in the first leg I've gone 5, 1, 4, and 2, so just the 4 on top selection. Same in the second race there. In the Cup, I shortened it up a little bit. I think it's either a Magic Zariz or Cowboys Karma. They loom as the 2 for me. And in the last, it's the same again with Squared and Who Hit Who. I think they're the 2 in the last there. So 5, 1, 4, 2 in the first leg, 1, 4, 5, 3, 1, and 4, and 1, and 7.
Lovely. Thank you, Ben. And you'll be giving us your load mail right through the afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, I'll be out there with Chantel Buckley.
For, lovely.
Sky Thoroughbred Central. So we'll be bringing you all the colour and action from Gilgandra Cup Day. Should be a great day out there.
Have a good one. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Kev.
Ben Walker and Gilgandra there. And good morning to you if you tuned in to us there through 87.6 FM. If you're on your way there, that's how you find us, on the radio, in the car. Of course, always you can listen through the Tab app. Cole Hodges calling today, about 25 to 1. We'll catch up with Cole, get his thoughts on the program. Jockey Challenge, Matt Carl is at 250. Jake Precy Holmes at 550. Ken Dunbar, 750. Wendy Peel at 750. $12 Grant Buckley. Chelsea Ings at 12. Dan Northey is at 13. Any other jockey is at $6. Gilgandra Cup Day, good luck to all. 27 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. In just a moment, we'll take you to Chasing and Pacing Rewind. The cricket, by the way, rain delay at the SCG, no play as yet.
It's a new millennium for racing at Warwick Farm on English Millennium Day, Saturday, February 9. Be trackside for Sydney's first $1 million race day of 2019. Headlined by the $2 million English Millennium for two-year-olds, the $1 million English Sprint and Group 2 Breeders Classic. An exciting day of racing, hospitality and free children's entertainment. Advance tickets from $12. Book now at theraces.com.au. The New South Wales South Coast is alive with summer racing. Monday, the spotlight is on Maruya, with country showcase prize money on offer. Listen to the Maruya Cup Day Tips, Monday morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Well, the guys and girls at K-Ranch, they're at it again. You can't stop them. The K-Ranch Pro Rodeo is back today. It's on today. Some of Australia's best cowboys and cowgirls, they take on the roughest riders of their lives. Thrills and spills of barrel racing, team roping, steer wrestling, bareback bronc riding. Danger and daring of the open bull rides. And this is just in the bar. So bring the family, enjoy an action-packed day out. The gates open at 11. The show starts at 11:30. And you can save time and money by pre-purchasing now at kranch.com.au. The Pro Rodeo. You've not got anything playing with the family today. Why not? You really get the chance to see this sort of action. It's on today. Gates open at 11. The show starts at 11:30. And kranch.com.au.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here, live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Join us for the V-Sports Breakfast Summer Edition, weekday mornings from 5:30. We'll have all the latest news from the world of sport and racing, plus expert opinion and special guests. That's the V-Sports Breakfast Summer Edition from 5:30.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus,